This week in West Virginia history, the Civil War Battle of Pigeon Roost occurred at Princeton in Mercer County on May 17, 1862. The battle ended a month-long series of engagements in which Union forces under General Jacob Cox aimed to destroy a strategic railroad at Dublin, Virginia, which was defended by Confederates under General Humphrey Marshall. Under Cox's command were two officers who'd later become presidents, Rutherford B. Hayes and William McKinley. Several weeks before the battle, a Union advance guard had been attacked near Camp Creek. The Confederates then retreated south and burned Princeton on May 1st. Federal troops moved through the ruins of Princeton, advanced to Parrisburg, Virginia, but then fell back to Princeton, where they skirmished with pursuing Confederates on May 16th. As evening fell, the Confederates spread out on a ridge overlooking Princeton, known as Pigeon Roost. On the morning of May 17th, Union troops were approaching Princeton quite noisily, unaware that Confederates were lying in ambush. The attack left an estimated 18 Union troops killed and 38 wounded. That evening, the Yankees pulled north, ending their campaign to destroy the railroad at Dublin. For more information on the Battle of Pigeon Roost, visit EWV, the West Virginia Encyclopedia, at wvencyclopedia.org. This Week in West Virginia History is a project of the West Virginia Humanities Council and West Virginia Public Broadcasting.
Support for This Week in West Virginia History is provided by Thrasher, providing comprehensive civil engineering consulting, surveying, and architectural services. Details at thrashereng.com.